This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Good evening. I'm doing an introduction for Job Search Radio episode 270. I'm doing a spooky voice as I introduce today's show. I have no idea why I'm doing this, but I felt like doing something along those lines. So excuse me for trying to inject a little bit of humor into your day and into my own as well. So again, episode 270 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Yesterday's show was a short one. Today's is more typical in length, and it's one that really talks about keeping your resume up to date and why it's important. I think you know, if you don't know this, if you haven't adopted this as a behavior, you really need to. Now, let's get going. I know all of you have heard me say the person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest. They don't always work the hardest. So those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunity. Sometimes those are internal to an organization. More often than not, they're external. Now, you may be looking for a job now, but I'm planting a seed with you. And the seed is, once you get this job, you need to update your resume every 3-4 months or so. Why? Because you're going to be getting in mails through LinkedIn. You're going to hear about jobs through friends. Networking is going to forge an opportunity to hear about stuff that you're not, quote, applying for. And firms are going to want to get a resume from you, and you're not going to be ready. In addition, by updating your resume regularly, when it comes review time, you're well prepared with the best information about yourself, especially in those frequent circumstances where your boss has left mid-cycle. You have a new person in there evaluating you. They don't know everything about you. Instead of freaking out, you have an opportunity to be ready by having this all documented. Yeah, you think you can do this right before the review. Won't it be more thorough if you do it every 3-4 months? All I'm talking about is adding some bullet points to your resume every 3, maybe 4 months tops. That's 3 times a year or 4 times a year in order to make sure your resume is up to date. So this way, if an opportunity presents itself to you, you're ready to act. Now, you may think when you get the email, the in-mail, the request, you've got time to write it then. Sure, like that recruiter sitting there waiting for you, and they're not reaching out to a whole bunch of other people. Like all the other recruiters that client has engaged are just waiting for your resume submission to the first recruiter, while the other 15 are saying, oh, gee, you know, it's Jane we're competing against. I give up. Of course not. They're trying to fill this job as much as the recruiter who's contacted you. So update your resume regularly. It'll allow you to act quickly when opportunity presents itself.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. the ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.